can you remember about the punk music scene in Oxford?
Well, at the time I thought it was unique, but now having looked back, I think it was this sort of thing was going on in lots of towns and cities all over the country. But in Oxford, the scene was based around a few key places. One of them was this pub called the Oranges and Lemons. There was a place called the Coven, which was really a gay club, and it was full of a certain type of 1970s gay man that you got in those days. But also full of punk rockers as well, strangely, and other odd bohemian types. And then when the Oranges and Lemons shut, we used to often go to another club called the Caribbean Club. It was mostly black West Indians who used to go there and drink Red Stripe lager and used to get really good curry and patties, and they used to sit around drinking and playing really great reggae music. And they used to welcome the punks in as well. We all used to mix together. And that was a good thing about punk. It wasn't easily defined about what you could and couldn't like or what you did. Oranges and Lemons used to play a lot of reggae and ska. The key thing for punk rockers was not to have anything prescribed to you by big companies, or anything that we felt was marketed we would diss straight away. And any punk rock bands that had become sucked up into a big label, we used to be a bit suspicious of. It was about lots of different things. Obviously there's the anarchy side of it, which was great. It could be whatever you wanted it to be. It was quite creative. People have got this idea that all punks wore sort of tartan trousers and spiky hair and safety pins through their noses. I never did any of those things. It was a way of dressing, of making music, of just of youth culture, making it yourself rather than it being told that you had to go and buy this. And you couldn't go and get punk clothes in Marks and Spencer's or any other major high street shop. Most punks would get their clothes and customise them themselves. You'd go to jumble sales and second-hand shops, retro shops, as they're called now. I suppose it was about dressing and music and not being conformists.
Why do you think it appealed to you?
I suppose I've always had a bit of a non-conformist streak in me. As a teenager, growing up, there was like the Bay City Rollers, David Cassidy, the Osmonds. That seemed to be the mainstream major culture. I didn't want to be a part of that. And there were some political aspects to it as well, which I liked. Girls, that was the other thing. Girls and young women were doing punk. Susie and the Banshees, Penetration, Polystyrene. It's good role models for girls. We weren't sex symbols. We were up there. That's how it felt anyway. And it was very multiracial as well. There were loads of really good bands who were mixed. Black people and white people playing great music together. Or some of it wasn't good. That was the other thing. A lot of punk was terrible because anyone could do it. But if you just had the guts to go up on stage and make a noise.
What did your parents think of it?
I don't know what they thought of it. They were probably quite threatened by it. It challenged a lot of their things that I suppose hadn't been challenged before. Things like the Tom Robinson Band were playing at the New Theatre and they didn't want us to go. People were threatened by it because there was anarchy. They didn't like the swastikas. That's something that my mum especially didn't like. Some punks wore swastikas and shaved their heads and were skinheads, and she found that really upsetting coming from the Jewish background she comes from. But there were sort of like little subgroups within the movement, and there was a racist element. Having said it was all multiracial, some of the skinheads were National Front. They were horrible, but we didn't like them and we ostracised them. They weren't part of the mainstream punk culture. And there was a movement called Rock Against Racism, which was out to challenge, to fight the National Front. I did try and explain that to my parents, that we weren't racist. So it was sort of mixed, I suppose. They were more tolerant than most people would have been. You know, some people would shout in the street if they saw punks and say it was disgusting. They'd think you were revolting, some people did. They'd seen the Sex Pistols on telly.